This boy played football. Mama was a nurse that played up there a few years ago, black boy. And but the problem, I think, is once just like a class in that vocation discussion. And don't ask me what caused it. I don't know. But we say welding class. It started out predominantly black, and it stayed predominantly black. And it wasn't because we didn't try to remedy the situation. It's just the way it started. And I think it's a lot to do with Allison High. The blacker they get, the more blacker they're going to get. And don't ask me to explain why, but that's happened. And that's what's happened since 19, I believe it was 73, we integrated with the Cobb. They closed the Cobb and moved them all over there. And then it started getting black. I mean, the whites moving out. Or sending a kid to private school. And we had a lot of kids there that lived in Allison, but they had a Sachs address, and they sent their kids to Sachs. It was going on, and they caught a bunch of them, too, and made them move their kids back to Allison.
So there was a zoning?
Yeah, they had a zoning, but people get around that, you know. I knew a family that had a trailer out there in the Sachs area. And their home in Allison. They got their mail and everything in that trailer. But I'm not saying it that I was in favor of this or that. I'm just telling you what happened. And I saw the superintendent on television the other night, the new superintendent. He said he couldn't understand it. Well, we couldn't understand it either because the people were running from something they didn't know where they were running from. Really and truly, they didn't. But that was their business. There's nothing you can do about it. You can't do anything about it. Mm-hmm. If they want to move out, you can't say, well, you can't move in Alaska. You can't do it. But it happened. And I don't know what percent they are now. When I retired, it was about 75% black. But I think you understand they're close to 90% black now. I don't know. I've been out 8 years.
It's predominantly black now.
Yeah, I know. And it's going to wind up just like it did when it started, it looks like. They're going to be all black. And like cowboys before they came over. But they had a lot of good kids. They won the state championship in football this year. And Evelyn, somebody's doing a good job down there.
Of course.
I talk too much.
No, you don't. I'd love to listen
but
to you.
But it's something that I never could figure out. And once they start out that way, they'll stay that way.
That's something I don't understand either. As a coach down at Anniston High School, what was your feeling in 1967-68 when they admitted black varsity basketball players to the SEC that allowed them to play in high school?
Well, when they come out to play ball for me, if they were good enough to make a team, they made it.
Was there a problem of blacks entering
onto the
team?
I never had any problem between the blacks and whites when I coached both of them. No, never had one. No, if I did, I never did know about them. I mean, they just... It's like I told you a while ago, if you leave the kids alone and the parents leave them alone, they don't have no problem.
They don't.
We raised our daughter as people with people. She never has any problem with anybody. You ask me some questions. I'm doing too much talking. When we first started, when they made those 200-something kids come in, it was homecoming. And when they had homecoming queens elected, and I don't remember exactly what it was, but there was not any black students elected homecoming queen or nothing like that. And they had a sit-in on it. And then they started having a black and a white homecoming queen every year. And every had no problem. Because at that time, see, the whites could outvote the blacks.
Mm-hmm.
And now the blacks can outvote the whites. So it's kind of reversed. I don't know whether they're doing that same thing or not with homecoming queen, but that solved the problem back in the 60s and early 70s by having two homecoming queens.
What was Martin Luther King's influence on the Anniston community and the high school?
Well, he never, to my knowledge, Martin Luther King never did come around to Anniston High School when I was teaching there. Well, we never did have any bearing with him. I don't think he ever spoke to the faculty. He spoke to the student body. To my knowledge, he didn't. And he was over in the, you know, in the Civic Center and places like that. But to, as far as his influence on Anderson High, I don't know if he had any or not. He's maybe made some influence on some of the black kids. But it never did rub off. And, you know, they wore Martin Luther King shirts to school and all that. But there's nothing wrong with that. Mm-hmm. But he never did do anything, to my knowledge, in Anderson to cause any problems or other than, you know, what he stood for, and he let everybody know it, you know. And at the time he started out, I think it would need to be done, but it kept getting a little stronger and stronger, and finally got, I thought, a little too strong.
You know what I mean?
Well, you know, they wanted more than half. Well, I mean, I just talking it, man, I might have been wrong, but you know, now, I don't know what they can do down there. I was going down the other day and talked to the superintendent, but I didn't know what to tell him.
About what?
About problems he said on television, talking about on television on that. But, there are very few athletes out there and had a white ball player on the basketball team in several years that played. And but they just won't come out. They won't come out. And they hadn't got many down there anyway, but I don't know, Jackson. Probably their system, I don't think they've ever had a problem with blacks and whites. I'm serious. Maybe they do it, I don't know about, but
it's hidden.
Huh?
It's hidden.
But I've been here all my life. I lived in Austin for a few years, but I can't explain to you what I'd like to explain to you, because I don't know the answer. But when it starts out predominantly black, there's nothing you do about it. I know we try in our welding class. We get one boy in there and he'd drop out. And we get two white boys in there and they drop out and take something else. So I don't know what to look for.
As an educator, what was your feeling on the Civil Rights Bill of 1964 when Lyndon B. Johnson passed it?
Well, I think it was all right. But it was a long time, and, you know, before it ever really took place.
Mm-hmm.
It took them a long time to work their problems out. But if you'll notice, all the problems they had was, especially with the whites, low-class whites, you know. I've talked to Reverend Reynolds and Nettles and all of them about it back when we had it. I said, well, it's something we're going to have to put up with, because I can't change it. And if parents talk against blacks to their parents' kids, you're going to have a problem with them in school. It's just that simple. If blacks talk about whites, you're going to have a little problem with their kids in school. So, if I can go back to what I said before, if parents leave them alone, maybe they have a problem. Ethnic question.
Okay.
I'm not in. We had some people that you'd march down there at Anderson High when we started. Blacks started going to school down there, but they wasn't what you call pew clubs. They were just people that protested. Like the people I told you about.
Mm-hmm.
They marched around school for two or three days, but I don't think anybody paid them no attention. They finally quit. In other words, we didn't pay them no attention, and the blacks didn't pay them no attention. About a week or so, they got tired of marching, they quit.
What was the economic atmosphere of the communities going to Anniston High School?
Well, there was a lot of difference until they built the academy, and then that separated the Euro. Like I said, I'm just telling you, like, lawyers and doctors, people making a lot of money. You know, they're high on the east side, up on the mountain and all that, going to school there down tonight. But you had a west side, east side one, it's white. All white. You had
really?
A difference, yes sir.
Okay.
You could see it. These people lived on the west side and the people lived on the east side. They didn't associate too much yet. I'm talking about when it was all white.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking to this girl, woman, someone meeting. She said, I was one of them west side women, students. We didn't never did associate with the people on the east side. That's back in the 40s and 50s. See. So, but it's still that way in Jackson High School or anywhere else. You got a social, economic difference.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I bet you got it in any school in the United States. You got it.
Probably.
Hmm?
Probably.
I don't know. I'm just familiar with Oxford and Allison. But I know at Allison, you the people that with the academy, Donahoe, has helped it. I wouldn't say helped the situation. It's called that the we're the real wealthy people. I'm talking about from the average people. Right?
When they did take their children out of the public school system and put them in the private school system, did you see a difference in the funding?
Not really, because they still had to pay the taxes like they always did. And, you know, they had to pay that went into the public school system. I can't see that made a difference academically. I mean, financially. You know, they still had to pay property tax and all that. So mm-hmm. I could see that helped a lot, hurt a lot. But it, only thing that hurt was tennis. Tennis thing. Now, so now I won tennis, state tennis championship every year. Because those men up in the country club had raised their boys with a tennis racket in their hand. And then they all started going to the academy, see. That's about the only sport. Boy, they had some good tennis players. Now, when I coached them 3 years, and I didn't know all I had to do was take them. I had boys go to Tech and Emory and Clemson on scholarship. But they all go to the academy now, see. It's the only sport it hurt.
What sports, after integration, what sports did most of the kids go out for, or most
both
of the males?
Basketball and football.
Basketball and football?
Both. Blacks and black.
So it was pretty well integrated at that point?
Yeah. I think it helped sports at Allison High when they integrated. I know it did. That first year, they consolidated. They went to second place in the state tournament. Mm-hmm. Basketball.
Really?
First year. They had a lot of, you put two high schools together, you got a bunch of boys.
Mm-hmm.
See, Cobb was one classification below us, I believe. We were 6A and they were 5A, I believe, at that time. That's two big schools.
Now, was Cobb a black school?
All black.
And what grades did it go through?
First through 12th.
So what did they do with the children?
They let me cut it. They first cut it to junior high, ninth grade. They had a ninth grade school at Cobb. So.
Okay.
And then they sent all the white kids over there, junior high kids. So most of them went to like Johnson and then Cobb and Johnson and 10th Street.
So they sent some of the
but they made the 7th, 8th, and 9th go to Cobb.
Okay, so they
bust them over.
Okay.
They had a few problems with it. Had more problems really there than they did in the high school.
Really?
Yeah, they built a private school called, what's the name of the church? It's closed now. They had a church school that jumped up over there for 3 or 4 years. Oh, Westside, baby. Not Westside, Northside. Northside Baptist but had a private school there, and a lot of the white kids went. Not a lot, but quite a few of them went. I forgot about that. But they run 3 or 4 years, and they closed. They couldn't operate financially. But the Donahoes went, because they got one thing, a woman named Donahoe put a bunch of money in that on Donahoe Clay. That's one of the named school after her. I don't know if she's still living or not. That's why they changed Madam's Anderson Academy to Donahoe. She put a bunch of money in it. I don't think she had any kids going there either.
Was she an educator?
Yeah, must have been. I never did get to know a person. But they named the school after. Donahoe Clay was one big outfit there for a long time. her husband died, and then she, and I reckon he died. I never did know him. I know of him. He died before I ever knew Donahoe Clay. But Northside, I forget how many years that was over. I think he had 7th, 8th, and 9th. That was the 3 grades that was going to college. And I don't know how many years, but they had maybe 100, 150 kids, I guess. I don't even remember. I wasn't saying. But it never did. I don't think they ever got it really off the ground.